Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, we want to thank you for your goodness and mercy. We have come to receive your word. Lord, Holy Spirit, unveil. Let the light touch our hearts and change our lives. We receive your precious word in Jesus' name. We want to continue with praying in the Spirit. But I want to give a title this time: Praying Out Your Future. As I said, many of us, we know our past. We cannot be changed. We know what's happening now in our lives. But there are many things, the deeper meaning of it, we do not know. Why this is happening, why that. But certainly, we know nothing about the future. We know nothing about the next hour. What it holds for us, for a city, for a nation. What's going to happen in the malls? What's going to happen on Monday morning in schools? We know nothing. A week from now, a month from now, year from now, 5 years from now. But God has given us a greatest weapon, a gift for His children, to pray out our future, to get into the future and pray for the things that are not in the will of God to be shattered, and for the things that are in the will of God to be established in our lives. What a privilege to pray that kind of prayer. And of course, we know that we cannot pray in our known language. As we already know that God has given us a new spirit, the communication with God is restored once again with the new birth, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts with the repentance and having our sins forgiven freely. And now we can communicate with God anytime, anywhere, any day. Absolutely, there is no hindrance. Nothing to do with time, nothing to do with seasons. The moment we start praying in the Spirit, praying in another tongue, we have direct contact with God Almighty. And that's kind of a hotline. Absolutely a mighty weapon. Now, this gift has been given for the past 2,000 years. This was not available in the Old Testament. Praying in another tongue. Jesus said the believers will speak in another tongue. And I am so amazed. I want to say this again. I am so shocked how Satan has stolen this gift, confused this gift, and Satan has brought divisions over this gift and made some people very proud that they are speaking in tongues. But this is a gift given. Praying in the Spirit or with the Spirit is the same thing. You can pray anywhere, whether you are going on a journey or whether you are shopping. Suddenly you come across anything, suddenly you see something. You can immediately switch on this a telephone line and talk to God. Talk to God. This is a gift given by Jesus Christ to the believer. The first gift is actually the sign they shall cast out demons, those who believe in His name. And the secondly, He says, they shall speak new tongues. This is a prayer language. This is a communication language. And the Bible says, nobody understands, not even you. The devil is confused. The angels will not understand. Nobody will understand. Your spirit is direct communication with God's spirit and imparts whatever the things that need to be said to God Almighty. and God gets the legal right and to act immediately, send that prayer to anywhere that he needed to solve that problem or to slap that devil. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 2, for he speaks in a tongue, does not speak to men, but to God. The moment you pray in the Spirit, or with the Spirit, or in the Spirit, in another tongue, you are speaking to God and not to anybody else. That's why I said, you can connect with God immediately. What a very handy weapon, a mighty weapon God has given. You can even talk to God while you're having a shower, while you're in the washroom, while you're walking on the road, anywhere. Flying, in an airplane, traveling by bus, waiting for bus, waiting in a queue for the teller to pay the goods that you have bought. And we don't realize that. That we can talk something immediately. We can look at a person who needs really help and talk to God in this language. And he doesn't say that you need to talk to God that way, in that place, for half an hour. So he says, you're talking to God. And you're talking mysteries. Mysteries means things that are unknown to you. What are the things that are unknown? Future is unknown to us. Very specially. There are things to come. We don't know. How earnest we must be to talk to God about our future and praying out our future. For we do not know about tomorrow, let alone this evening. We don't know about next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you could be praying for many things. Hindrances to be removed, devil's traps to be destroyed, and also for God's plan to be established and the power of God to come in that time, in on that day. So here we speak to God, praying in the Spirit, praying mysteries, praying our future. Now also, this says that, this scripture says that no one understands. So nobody can understand, very especially the enemy, the devil, the demons will are confused. So they cannot pray against it. They cannot work against you. They cannot go and immediately change the plan, because they're all the time planning to do damage to God's people, very especially. So we destroy the traps and plans of the devil, the schemings. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, his wiles, his schemings, he schemes, he sits and plans while we are sleeping at nights. So please take this this weapon and use it as the Lord speaking to you today. Now, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12. There again, we will just bring it to our remembrance what we studied some days ago. Jeremiah 29. And the Lord speaks about the future, and then he speaks about prayer. 29:12-11, for I know the thoughts or plans I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future. Can you see that? To give you a future. God has designed our future. But this future, all the plans imparted to us in our recreated spirit by God the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Psalms 42:7, deep calls deep. God speaks to your spirit, not to your soul. not to your mind. He speaks to our spirit. We are spirit beings. We have a soul. We live in a body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So he speaks to our spirit. And we need to speak back to God the secrets of our future. Establishing the plans of God. Destroying the traps and the schemes of the enemy. By speaking in another tongue. By praying in the spirit. Praying with the spirit. I told you it's all the same. Now, praying out the future, we can only do it by praying in the spirit. Our spirit knows, for it has received information from God the Holy Spirit. I'm going to show you in a minute. Now go with me also to Jeremiah 33, 3. Jeremiah 33, 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, inaccessible or hidden things, things that you do not know, which you do not know. So how many of us would, you know, have a desire, at least from now onwards, to pray the things that we do not know, the things we do not know about our family, the things that we do not know about our future, the things that we do not know about our ministry? We can pray that now. Things that God is going to establish next year. The time to pray is now. Now. Even this evening. Even while as you finish hearing this message. That's what the Lord Holy Spirit is impressing me to tell you. So praying out the future, we should only through praying in the spirit, in another tongue. Now, God the Holy Spirit has been given to us. He dwells in our spirit, not in our soul. Now, John chapter 16, verse 13, talking of the Lord Holy Spirit, Jesus mentioned these things. John 16, verse 13. However, when the Spirit of truth, that God the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Not some truth, all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he hears from God the Father, and Jesus has the plan, and he speaks to God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Spirit is the one who makes us hear the voice of God. So God the Holy Spirit speaks to us. Whatever he hears, he will speak. Please know that he will speak to you. And he will speak to you and me in the spirit. Deep calls the deep. The spirit is so deep. And the Holy Spirit contacts our spirit. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit, saying that we are God's children, and we call him Abba, Father. Now, continuing, verse 13, and he will tell you things to come. I always wondered about this scripture. I always immediately thought about mighty servants of God who will receive prophecies about nations, about, yeah, they receive. But then he says, after the Holy Spirit has come, he will speak, and he will speak of the things to come. What are the things to come? Future. He is going to speak about your future. He is going to speak about the future of your children. He is going to speak about the future of your church and ministry. He is going to speak the future. Oh, yes. You know, little Samuel was given, imparted some information about the future of the ministry which Eli was on. Future about Eli's children. You know, right? When he was so young, he was a little lad. How much more now God the Holy Spirit has been given to us to come and dwell. And Jesus says he will speak. And he will speak of the things to come. You're not going to talk about the past. For we cannot change the past. And most of the time, devil keeps us dwelling in the past. Oh, look what happened to me. Look at the mess I am in. We love it because we tell the people and we just like to for them to pity us, to get into a self-pity party. Now, so the Holy Spirit imparts to us our plan, the plan of God, the future, the things that are to come. So how important it is for us to spend more time praying in the Spirit. Hours praying in the Spirit. Days praying in the Spirit. Until we get a breakthrough. When somebody is sick, when somebody is critically ill, we are in trouble, right? We don't know how to pray. We just say, oh Lord, please. As if we have to beg him when he has done everything on the cross. He became sick with all our sicknesses, that we may be healed by his stripes. But we don't know how to pray and what to pray for. So here we know when we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit helps us. There is another scripture, Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit, that God, the Holy Spirit, also helps in our weakness. Actually, that word should have been translated, helps us in our weakness. What is our weakness? That we have the flesh. The flesh is our weakness. The old self, the old man. And also we live in a body that is dying. This physical flesh. So the Holy Spirit helps us. In what? In our weakness of the staying, living in this flesh. For we do not know what we should pray for. We don't know what to pray for. There are so many things happening in the nations. So many things happening in churches. So many things happening in the lives of the believers. And of your relations who are not saved. Your friends who are not saved. They are in danger. God wants to save them. God wants to save their physical lives. And also, more so, he wants to save their soul, their spirit. But he needs legal right. Prayer must go from the earth. He must have that weapon, that words coming out from us. So he designed this hotline, praying in the Spirit, or with the Spirit, speaking in another tongue, calling God directly. You can pray in tongues before you reach the elevator. You can pray in another tongue while you are in the elevator. It may be just one floor that you are going down. You had prayed something that you do not know. Maybe somebody is crossing somewhere and they are about to be hit by a car. A drunken driver, your prayer was used to save that man. I'm speaking to you. I believe with all my heart, led by the Spirit of God. What are you doing with this gift? If you haven't received this gift of the fullness of the Holy Spirit and speaking in another tongue, do not be worried. Do not be depressed. Do not be confused. Read the word of God first of all and ask the Lord, Lord, teach me, and the Lord will teach you. This is for the believer. This is not for the unbeliever. And God will fill you with the Holy Spirit that you may speak in another tongue, and God will set your tongue free from all nonsense. Speaking all forward things, ugly things, negative things. For nobody can control the tongue. But the Holy Spirit came, took over their tongue first, and they started speaking another tongue. No wonder 3,000 souls were saved with their prayer. Now, we do not know what to pray for. So the Holy Spirit helps us to pray in our weakness. So we pray, we groan, and we pray in another tongue. And God uses that weapon, that prayer. For the Holy Spirit knows what we are praying. The Bible says here, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. As we ought. As we ought. See? But the Spirit Himself, the God, the Holy Spirit, makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, He who searches the hearts, who is the one who searches our hearts? Our spirit. The Holy Spirit searches our spirit. This scripture, again, it was really something that was a mystery for me. The Holy Spirit searches the heart. I was always wondered, He who searches the heart knows what's the mind of the Spirit. But they have put that Spirit as capital. But He searches our spirit. He knows what is in our spirit. So when we pray in another tongue, we bring out everything that is in our spirit. And God, the Holy Spirit, says, give it, give it, give it, give it. And He takes all those prayers that you are praying in tongues. And He directs His weapon against the enemy, against that trap to destroy, against that trouble that's about to come for your family or for yourself. See, what a thing that the devil has stolen from the churches today. What a thing that the devil has just sucked out. Fighting over petty things, fighting over little things. Churches are into all kinds of things. You know, they are just involved in just maybe just singing some songs and organizing something. Always they have their agenda. But when you have the prayer meeting, and especially how many are praying in the spirit in tongues, but God is bringing these things back to the church. Restoration is taking place. I'm so glad that you are listening to this. The first ones, and then, you know, this message, this cassette was handed over to you. Now, the Holy Spirit helps us. So He searches our spirits and gets all that thing from us when we pray to Him, speak to Him in another tongue. That's praying with the Spirit or praying in the Spirit. Praying your prayer, your future. This is really amazing. How can you pray for 2009? How can you pray now? Now we are in April. How can you pray for things that are going to come in May, June, July, August? What about 2010, 15, if Jesus tarries? We can. Because praying in another tongue, praying with the Spirit, that's the answer. God has gifted to His children. Now, Paul faced many trials and problems in his journey of ministry. But how did he overcome? He had 3 shipwrecks, right? He was stoned. He was beaten 3 times, 39 lashes. And he was rejected by so many. False brethren trapped him so much, damaged his, you know, emotions, and many left him. How he overcame all those things. He was in danger. Death was so much near him. He speaks of it in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, 8, 9, and 10. But how did he overcome? How come that? What kind of prayers that he prayed? Shall I show you? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 18. What was the secret? When we ask Paul, and he will tell you, 14:18, I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. I thank my God, I always pray in the Spirit. That's what he's saying. You want to know the secret? I pray in the Spirit all the time. And I thank my God for it, for it is the mightiest weapon that He has given me. For ministry is not easy. Who said that you will not have problem in this earth? Who said that? That's the wrong doctrine. As long as you are in this body, you are going to have problem. You are going to have tribulation. You are going to have all kinds of things coming in your life. Life is not fair. But God has given us weapons. Mighty through God, through pulling down of strongholds. They are not fleshy. So get this. Get this. Surely, you're concerned about your future. Yes. You're crying, Lord, I want to do whatever that you want me to do and finish up my life. And I want to hear from your mouth, well done. So God speaking to you. God speaking to you. If there is anything that the devil will want to steal from you and attack you and make you forget and give you so many other important things in your life to do and also steal your time by showing some other things, disturb your mind and make you forget, this will be one thing. What is it? That you don't pray in the spirit all the time. It'll start even from today. But you can overcome with the power of the Holy Spirit. You can cling on to Him and then say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to pray in the Spirit. Remind me, Lord. Write certain things and keep it right in front of your mirror. In the car. Anywhere you have. Write something that you don't forget. Have you prayed in the Spirit? Are you praying in the Spirit? So they'll remind you. See? So Paul overcame all those trials, all those traps of the enemy when he was in danger, because all the time he was praying in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God just destroyed all the evil plans of the enemy. Amen. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit. Nobody sees Him. Our spirit no one sees. People see our body. Go with me to Psalm 91. I want to show you something. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells, he who lives in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place to dwell with God is in our spirit. Living in the Spirit. That's the secret place. No devil can get there. The devil can manipulate and speak certain things into our mind. But he cannot do anything with our spirit. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. So now, he who dwells, how to dwell in the secret place? That's your spirit. How to continue living there? God has given one greatest way. You know it. Praying in the Spirit. He who dwells in praying in the Spirit, he dwells with God in His Spirit. You are in the Spirit realm while you are communicating in the Spirit with God. That's praying in the Spirit. But the devil just comes and confuses people, put pride within them. Why speak in tongues? Divides many people. And he, you know, it divides churches. Why? He's scared of this weapon. Demons cannot understand. They cannot immediately hear you pray in tongues and go and work against you. They're confused. I want to say demons get confused when they hear you pray in tongues. I have seen people demonized. Shutting their ears with their fingers. The moment we start speaking in tongues, they cannot hear. It really irritates them. Irritates them. Will you pray in the Spirit all the time? God is imparting something to you which many people have not heard yet. To be very frank, after 24 years, I heard a servant of God say, go deep about praying in the Spirit. And God has given me certain things to add for you. You want to dwell in the secret place with God Almighty? Dwelling to come under His shadow, protection? Pray in the Spirit all the time. Pray in the Spirit all the time. Pray with the Spirit. It's the same thing all the time. Morning, evening, night. Pray in the Spirit. Paul said, I pray in the Spirit all the time, more than you all. See that? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my reward. Let's skip the scripture. Go with me to verse 4. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste noonday. Can you see? Can you see that? No evil shall befall you, no plague shall come near your tent. He shall deliver you from the fowl, the trap of the fowler. You know, all these things, praying in the Spirit, God sends forth His angels to destroy those things because you are praying in the Spirit, because you are praying in tongues. So you're delivered from all the traps of the enemy. You will tread down cobras, demons. Nothing shall hurt you. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. See that? See? Ephesians chapter 6. So you pray into your future, destroying the traps of the enemy, his schemes of the enemy. We cannot, and we do not know how to, if we pray in a known language. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Not in your soul. Praying in the Spirit or with the Spirit. And then again, they have used capitals over there. See that? Praying with your spirit. Okay? With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. How can anybody pray for all the saints? There is only one way. Praying in the Spirit. Now today we heard one saint was sick, right? Now, if that telephone call didn't come to us, there is no way that we can pray for that man. But in the Spirit, praying in another tongue, God would have taken that prayer to use, because He knows. He knows that so-and-so is sick and you know him so well. Are you listening to me? And God also knows if you had known that, you would have definitely prayed. At least most of us. But praying in the Spirit gives authority, legal right for God to act immediately to send that weapon of prayer, His power to that place in dealing with that situation. Can you say amen? Amen. So now can you see why the churches are divided and why the churches are not taught about all these things and why there is no conference? Which is a conference that you came across, a prayer conference? How to pray in the Spirit? Nothing. And the importance of praying in the Spirit. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, praying in the Spirit builds up your spirit. It builds you up. Chapter 14, verse 4. He who speaks in another tongue edifies himself, charges himself. I told you the last time, like we recharge a battery. You charge it. When there is charge gone, you know, the equipment or whatever the gadget that we are using, it doesn't work properly. Same way that we cannot function properly when the charge, when the power in the Spirit is gone. We give power to our spirit. We charge our spirit when we pray with the Spirit in another tongue. He who speaks in a tongue edifies, charges himself. The Holy Spirit strengthens us when we pray in the Spirit. The power of God through the Holy Spirit strengthens our spirit when we pray in the Spirit. So again, Jude speaks to us in Jude 20, the book of Jude, just before Revelation. 20, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourself up on the most holy faith. You know, in the last days, Jesus said, will I find faith when he comes? So how are we going to stay in faith and build our faith? Many, I tell you, the one thing I see, there are so many believers, spirit-filled believers, have gone into the flesh and are going into the fleshy life. No faith, nothing. All what they have is a churchianity. All what they have is a church attendance. All what they have is some songs and CDs and cassettes to listen. That is all. there is no power. A form of godliness, no power. There is no anointing flowing out of them. From such, turn away, Paul said. 2 Timothy 3:5. From such, turn away, because that type of life without power is going to get rubbed onto you. Just like you rub oil on you. That's going to get rubbed on. You got to turn away from them. That's the command from the Lord. You don't try to be more compassionate than the Holy Spirit and try to join them and then put our arms around them, sit and jabber and talk with them about everything except the kingdom of God. Now, so Jude says, building yourself up. That's again, you see, the most holy, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. You see that? So you're not only going to build your faith, build your spirit, not and remain in faith, you are going to keep yourself in the love of God when love will wax, grow, wax cold, even the love of the believers. Matthew 24, 12. So you keep yourself in the love of God. People who loved you before, they don't love you anymore. In fact, they have forgotten you. They have rejected you. That was a love, soulish love. Soulish love never lasts. Love from the soul, the Adamic nature. That's a fallen love. The love of God is the same forever. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same. He is love. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Where are you going to place your heart? Keeping yourself in the love of God. How are we going to do it? Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. With all humbleness and living a crucified life. How are you going to get into the spirit realm? The Bible says if you live in the Spirit, you also walk in the Spirit. How are we going to walk in the Spirit? How are we going to live in the Spirit and not get into all nonsense and arguments and fights and all kinds of things and copy the worldly type of talking? How are we going to live in the Spirit? Speaking in tongues all the time and praying in tongues. Communicating with the Father, knowing that you are talking to God the Father and not to anybody else. He who prays in another tongue talks to God and not to anyone. You, even you, will not understand. Your spirit is in connection with God. Your spirit is in connection with God. Are you listening to me? See, it's in communication with God. I've heard some people, they pray in tongues and the Holy Spirit prays through them while they're asleep, because there's so much all the time they are praying. See the point? So go with me to Ephesians chapter 3. When we pray in the Spirit, we are strengthening our spirit, and the Holy Spirit empowers us. Ephesians 3, 18, Ephesians 3, 16, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with all might through His Spirit in the inner man. Who is the inner man? The spirit man. To be strengthened with His Holy Spirit in the inner man. How is He going to do that? Is it going to be automatic? No. It's going to be through the Word of God, certainly. It's going to be through praying in the Spirit. Your spirit is going to receive strength through the Lord Jehovah, the Holy Spirit, who dwells in your spirit, who is united with your spirit. He who is joined with the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. So when you pray in the Spirit, you not only charge your spirit, you are strengthening your spirit. When when you don't water a plant, it withers, right? The leaf goes just down like that. There is no strength. There are so many withered Christians because their spirit, the charge has gone. the strength has gone. We must pray in the Spirit. Jesus prayed all night after, many times after his ministry. What was he praying? We don't know. But one thing we can know, was charging his Spirit. He was 100% man, 100% God. These things didn't happen to him because he was the Son of God. No, he was in communication with the Father. And the Father spoke to him back. Amen. Another thing that I want to say, go with me to Isaiah chapter 28. Praying in the Spirit helps our spirit to receive the answer for what we are praying. Our spirit receives the message from the Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, I've heard your prayer. The breakthrough comes. Isaiah 28. Verse 9. Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breast. You know, kids cannot understand the voice of God. And kids, you know, I'm just talking about just born few days. They don't know the mind of the Father. You got to grow for precept upon precept upon precept. Line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to these people. Within stammering lips and another tongue, will he speak? Not only you are speaking to God Almighty. Listen, only God can receive our words and speak to us at the same time. Now, whether it is a cell phone or a fax or anything, we send message and then they wait and they send message, right? Now, God can send message while we are sending to him. So, we are speaking to him. He is listening to everything and then he knew what we are going to speak. Before the word is in our mouth, he knows it all. He knows our thoughts before we think. So while we are speaking in tongues, he is speaking to us through those words and putting something into your heart and my heart, our spirit. Hallelujah. But that's why this has been a number one attack of the enemy. Yeah. I don't know what to pray for, brother. So I see all the time. Some ad words. Maybe you'll hear me. I'll cry a little bit. Praying in the Spirit allows God to speak to us. He will speak to you regarding through scriptures. What he has imparted to your spirit while you prayed that morning in the Spirit. He will give you revelation of a scripture. Your mind didn't know. The facts has already come inside. Now you have not picked it up. Now when you pray in the Spirit and continue, and the revelation suddenly comes. Oh, I received this. How did I know that? You have already prayed in tongues. But I didn't pray for that. Yeah, but your spirit prayed. Your mind didn't know. You're happy? Will you pray now? Will you spend more time in prayer? Starting with 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Why not? Why not? The Holy Spirit is within us. So God comes to speak to us while we are. I will speak to these people with stammering lips. But the Bible continues, the saddest part is, yet they will not hear. They are not practicing it. They are not making use of it. Yet they will not hear means they are not considering this important thing. I want to communicate with my children. I want to speak to them as they are buying a wrong thing in the mall. I just wanted to tell them, But they won't listen. They see the price, they turn it that side, this side, and they say, you know, they go and they come back and put it back, and then, you know, they go, no, I'll go and get that again. I go. And then they buy it. And they later realize, oh, I shouldn't have bought it. Something was telling me I should leave it. I'm just saying for the. Will you pray in the Spirit? Why don't you pray in the Spirit? Walk in the aisle by going and then buying the thing. What a wonderful thing to do. Somebody asks you, what are you talking? You can easily say, sorry, I didn't talk to you. I was talking to somebody else. You can say, no, I saw you talking and going. Yeah, that's my daddy. Daddy? Then you have something to say. I talk to my daddy all the time. All the time. So then you must be paying a lot of money for your cell, eh? No. This is free all the time. Incoming, outgoing, everything free. Free. No contract. One contract I made, that's finished with the blood. That's finished. No, I'm talking. Even the company's thing breaks down, I will continue. Would you like to do this? Hallelujah. God has done for us. But see how we have been handicapped by the devil stealing this away from us. Stealing it away from us, you see. So it strengthens us, it charges us, keeps us in the faith, keeps us in the love of God. We can talk to Him anywhere, any day, anytime. We can pray for friends or relatives, people whom we do not know, an evangelist or somebody who's preaching, they're waiting to stone him. We don't know, in some remote part of some nation, some city, some village, somebody's in trouble. Some servant of God, some family who's traveling there, that was setting a trap. God uses these prayers. He must have a legal right. But the Spirit says we don't know what to pray because we don't know what's happening anywhere. We didn't know. We didn't know that tsunami was going to hit. Until they told us, oh, pray, please pray. Water. I said, what water? I want explanation. I couldn't pray in tongues immediately. See, what a weapon God has given us. So we need to continue praying in tongues and make sure that we pray in the Spirit. We pray in the Spirit. Now, in the Old Testament times, they didn't have this privilege. Holy Spirit was not given to them. There was no speaking in tongues. So many times God the Father, our daddy, told them, okay, you don't know sometimes what to pray for. Okay, I'm going to give you words. Bring those words and say it to me. Will you do that? And then he gave them words. I want to show you. Open with me to the book of Joel, chapter 2. See, he gave them words. He's a darling, loving father. Huh? He tells them, children, pray these words, okay? Don't blabber, don't add words, thinking that I will hear. Pray these words. Joel chapter 2, have you taken? Verse 17. Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, now don't say, Lord, please help. We are in trouble. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? See, what a small prayer. Oh, I feel the anointing. What a few words. He tells them what to say. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. The Lord will answer. Amen. See, they didn't have the privilege of praying in tongues. If they have prayed in tongues, the Lord would have told them, pray this way. Can you see that? Go with me to another place. Micah. No, the book of Hosea. Hosea? Or Hosea, whatever you want to say. Chapter 14. He says, gives you the word. Daddy says, come on, children. I'm going to give you some words. You come in and tell. Why, Daddy, we have to say the same words? Because I need legal right to intervene into your matter. All right. Chapter 14, verse 1. O Israel, return to our God, your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you. Chapter 14, verse 2. And return to the Lord. Say to him, say he's giving you the words already taped. He's giving you the words. See that? Take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we see any more to the work of our hands, flesh. You are gods, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. You are a father, daddy to those who have no daddy, father. Watch the next verse. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger has turned away from... He heard the words. He heard the words. See that he tells them what to pray for? They didn't have tongues. Now he tells us, come on, let me hear. He doesn't hear anything. Many of us, we just pray for 1 minute, half a minute. Fast asleep. It's gone. Now somebody has to pray in tongues for them. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. Will you take this challenge? You are the first people I'm challenging you. Will you take this challenge and fulfill the purpose of God for your life? Will you do it? Will you remind yourself, write something, put it in your purse, whatever that you are using all the time, write and paste it on that bottle or whatever. Paste it in your drinking bottle. Print something in the printer of your computer and put it there. Put it in the car. Put it somewhere that you can see. When you go and see the mirror first thing, when you brush your teeth, you see your eyeballs. Let it say, have you prayed in the spirit? Have you spoken to the daddy? To daddy? We need to remind, and especially living in a place like this. Oh my God. You go inside the washroom and you don't know why you went there. Why did I come? Oh, to brush my teeth. Confusion. All the time. So, you know, there is nothing that, that we can do by ourselves. God has provided all these things for us living in these last days. God has a future, and you can pray out that future. You can establish God's plans and destroy the plans of the enemy. Praying in the spirit. Your spirit is more powerful. That's the way to live. God ordained a plan of life is to live in the spirit. If we live in the spirit, who are the people who are living in the spirit? Those who are born again. You are in the spirit. The Bible says in Galatians 5:25. If we live in the spirit, we are. Then walk in the spirit. Operate in the spirit. Talk in the spirit. You are living in the spirit. That means you are walking in the spirit. You are in the spirit realm. Somebody suddenly says a bad word against you, argues with you, finds fault with you. You are not moved because the power of your spirit, backed by the Holy Spirit, calms you down. Emotions don't bother you. Emotions are under control. You are not doing, what shall I say to this person? You're waiting until they finish to speak. No, 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 no. You are in the spirit and you will say, thank God I am in the spirit. Sometimes you will feel sorry and sometimes you're going to really smile and laugh. Why is he getting so angry? Yeah. And you're going to feel very sorry for that person because now your spirit is functioning. God's emotions are functioning, not your soulish emotions. Because you are in the spirit realm. You are in the spirit. How to get into the spirit realm? Living daily, praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Demonic people will get irritated. Pray in the spirit while you are at work. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Trouble those demons so that they come and ask for help. I don't know what to pray for that person. You're always nasty. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Yes, pray in the spirit. Again, I say. Praying always for all saints. Always means what? Always means always. Not sometimes, all the time. In the spirit. Praying in a known language is praying with your soul. The soul is involved now. I want to pray for my grandma. Can I pray in? Yeah, you can pray. But know for sure, you don't know exactly what she is struggling with. Maybe a demon is coming and telling her, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die. How are you going to pray? I didn't know that. Yeah, because your spirit is not praying. So what I will do is I will pray with my understanding. I will pray in the spirit too. Amen. So start praying. Pray in the spirit. Pray while you are flying. I mean in an airplane, not in your soul. Some people fly away while they are listening to a message. Pray. You can help somebody in the plane. But who knows that there is going to be a little shake. I don't know. While you are landing and the light comes. Why am I saying this? I don't know. And then you pray in the spirit. Others say, Jesus! Jesus, help, 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 help. And you start praying in tongues. Start praying in tongues. Because the Spirit knows exactly what words to give to God the Father. The Spirit knows. So pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit while you are giving your passport. You have prayed something that you don't know. While she's doing something for your tickets. Put the other bag also. Sorry? No, not you. I was talking to somebody else. Well, may the Lord remind you to pray the future, that all the plans and the paths God has ordained, that's well written in the Amplified Bible, the paths that He prearranged for us, Ephesians 2:10, that we may walk in it. And we may see we come to the abundant place. God, you have brought me to a wealthy place. Wealthy place is not a place where Kentucky and McDonald's are. Wealthy place is wealthy because God's presence and the power of God is there. Wealthy place is the place where God wants His presence and His plans are working. Amen? Amen? So pray in the Spirit. If you are not speaking in this in tongues or praying in the Spirit, don't get discouraged. Pray for the infilling of God, the Holy Spirit, and He will fill you. God said, Jesus said, anybody who wants the Holy Spirit, if they ask the Father, He will give him. So get filled with God, the Holy Spirit, and God will make you speak, and you will speak with the other tongue and establish God's plans for your life. May the Lord be with you. Amen.